Blind Go by Thule. Fandom: Hikaru no Go. Characters: Toya Akira, Shindo Hikaru. Reading: General audience, and no archive warnings apply. Summary: Shindo has a dream, and so did Toya. Or perhaps it's nothing but a story, if it can even be called that. Reader's Notes, recorded for Blind Go 2025. Toya Akira was staring blankly out the bus window into the darkening night. There wasn't really anything to see out there, practically nothing else but his own reflection on the glass, staring back at him. He sighed and glanced at Shindo, who was dozing off next to him. "Hey, are you awake?" Shindo twitched a little, mumbling something Toya couldn't hear. His eyes opened slowly.
What?
I asked if you were awake.
I am now.
Shindo gave a big yawn.
Why?
I was thinking, how about a round of Blind Go to pass time? Shindo blinked.
Blind Go?
He sounded strangely thoughtful, as if there was something weird about the concept. Yeah. Toya gave him a wandering look. You don't want to?
Sure.
Still sounding a bit sleepy, Shindo rubbed his eyes and straightened his back a little.
Blind Go. It's just, I had a funny dream right now. People had this guess the author type of writing challenge thing, and they called it Blind Go.
Toya frowned.
Why on earth would they call a writing challenge that?
Well, it's just, it was about us, that is. Shindo paused, as if looking for words, as Toya just stared at him, not understanding what he was talking about.
We were characters in a manga called Hikaru no Go, and they were writing fanfics about it.
Toya sat in complete silence for a good while.
Hikaru no Go, he finally said, his tone flat. Let me guess, you were the main character.
Well, duh, Shindo gave a little laugh.
Obviously. But don't worry, you were important too. And we both had lots of fangirls.
He shot a grin at Toya, who just rolled his eyes a little.
We do have fangirls in reality, too, so pardon me if I don't get overly excited about your dream ones. I do hope that the real ones aren't writing fanfics, though.
He shuddered a little.
Who knows, they might be. Shindo sounded much too nonchalant about it.
I wonder, do you think if they are, that the main ship in the fandom is the same one in my dream? He gave Toya a wide grin, looking much too mischievous.
Shindo, Toya all but groaned. Do you have to?
I'm kind of curious now, Shindo said, taking out his phone. If there are fics about us, where do you think they'd be hosted?
Shindo, seriously, are you Googling that?
Toya tried to grab the phone, but Shindo held it out of reach.
Come on, don't be a spoil sport, he laughed. Who knows, there might be some very sweet...
Shindo, please. Toya could feel a distinct redness on his cheeks and was very happy about the bus being practically empty. At least no one was there to listen to this conversation.
Why are you being like this? Shindo shrugged, because the author thought it'd be funny. Toya blinked. The what now? The author, who's writing this pointless little story. Toya could just stare at him. You're joking, right? He felt foolish asking the question. Of course, it was a joke, but something about the perfect seriousness in Shindo's eyes made him uncomfortable. Oh, Toya, Shindo sighed, turning back to his phone. You just don't get it, do you? Well, I guess it isn't your fault. What isn't my fault? Toya asked hesitantly. That you don't get it. Shindo looked up at him, his eyes still so serious. You don't get it, because the author hasn't yet allowed you to get it. Toya shook his head a little. Shindo, what are you even talking about? Are you okay? Do you have a fever or something? Shindo cut him off, are nothing but characters in a story. Well, to be honest, I personally think that story is a bit too grand a word for whatever this is. There's no plot, no drama, no romance. He frowned, looking up. Hear me, author? A little bit of romance wouldn't hurt, would it? Then he burst into laughter, and for a brief moment, Toya felt relieved. It had been nothing but a joke. But then he spoke on. Well, me saying all that makes it sound like I'm demanding stuff from the author, right? Like I had free will or something. But that's not how it works. All I say, all I do, all I feel is written by her. Her? I think the author's a she anyway, most likely. Toya took a deep breath. Shindo, listen. We're real people. You know that, don't you? Real people with careers, real dreams, real... Where are we going then? Toya paused. What? Tell me, where are we going? The only passengers on a bus that's speeding through the night, not even stopping anywhere. Where are we on our way to? Toya felt his heart beat fasten as he realized he didn't remember. There's some Go tournament in some other city, right? Shindo sighed. You don't know where we're going because the author doesn't know. Like I said, this isn't a real story. It's just a stupid scene that came to her mind where we're on a bus. We could be literally anywhere else, too. And now, next, you'll freak out. Then you wake up. But that changes nothing. You're still nothing but a character in a so-called story. Shindo, stop! Toya shrieked. Just stop. It's not funny anymore. We're going to a Go tournament in Shizuoka. He suddenly remembered that. And this is an express line that doesn't stop often. There's no other people, because sometimes it's just like that. Especially this late, even in Japan, you know? Shizuoka, huh? Shindo mused. Funny. The first Japanese place name that came to her mind. Wanna know why? There's this new trailer out for a game called Silent Hill, and it takes place in Japan. Shizuoka literally means Silent Hill. But that's not what the place is called in the game. I guess, because Shizuoka is a real place, they couldn't call it that. But do you even know where in Japan that's located? I doubt it, because the author doesn't either. It's just, stop talking nonsense! Toya pressed his hands to his ears, closing his eyes. Nonsense. This is all nothing but nonsense. Everything is fine. He was real. Shindo was just being weird. Everything was fine. Wait. His eyes snapped open. What do you mean I wake up? Am I dreaming? He looked at Shindo, who smiled at him and opened his mouth to say something, but Toya had no time to hear what, for his eyes snapped open for the second time, and he found himself lying on his back on his own bed, staring at the ceiling. A good while, he lay there unmoving, waiting for his heartbeat to calm down. What a weird dream, he thought then, rolling over. Could it be called a nightmare? Nothing scary had happened, really, but he'd never been that badly unnerved in a dream. He took a deep breath, held it in, released it. Oh well, just a dream. Better to forget about it and get some more sleep. Tomorrow would be a long day, as he would... Toya sat up in his bed. What was he going to do tomorrow? He couldn't remember. There was nothing but a black hole in his mind when he thought of the next day. Maybe there wasn't anything special? Maybe he'd just call Shindo and they'd play a bit and... Next you'll be freaking out, he heard Shindo's voice in his ears. Then you'll wake up, but that changes nothing. You're still but a character in a so-called story. He grasped his sheet with both hands, unable to lie down again, feeling the terror of the dream creep back into his heart again. Until the author had mercy on him, swept away the memory of that dream, and sent him a more pleasant one about amazing games he was playing with his eternal rival. And so he slept on peacefully. Author's notes. Yeah, I don't know. It's like Shindo said. There was nothing but a stupid scene that came to my mind, and then I wrote it. Why? Just because I can. What I should be doing is writing my fic for the actual blind go-round instead of this nonsense. There's still time, but deadlines have a nasty habit of creeping upon you, you know? And it would suck so much, given how excited I got about Blind Go returning, if I were to miss the deadline. Cause I confess, I haven't started writing yet. If you don't know what I'm talking about, check this out. Link